Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word, means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. We're the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. Hey, it's finally come down to form one new man, one new species of being, one new humanity. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. Well, I found out on yesterday's broadcast that my friend James Gall, who I'm interviewing this week, had cancer. He had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer, and was the prognosis fatal with this cancer from a medical viewpoint, James?
Oh, yeah, they actually told me in the very beginning. They said, no one has ever lived past 10 years, is what they told me. And I looked them straight in the eye, and I said, you don't know who you're talking to. I told them right then, I said, I'm going to be the first that's ever going to break that, and I have.
And you know, the interesting thing is it came back three times. We found out that Oral Roberts prayed for you, and it's never going to come back again. And how many years has it been?
It's been at least 4.5.
Okay. And were you the last person Oral prayed for or saw?
I believe so. It was in September in his home in Orange County, and then he did go to be with the Lord the following December.
Now, of course, when you had it the first time, a friend of mine prayed for you, and you had quite an encounter with the Lord. His name is Surprisa, and he probably has prayed for more dead people that have come back to life than anyone I've ever heard of. He's African. Tell me what happened.
Yeah, it was really quite amazing. There's always these little parables that seem to be with some of this stuff. And some months ahead of time, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and he said, I want you to keep October in that particular year. I want you to keep it free. He said, I have a surprise, is what he said. I have a surprise coming your way. Well, I'm like, well, what is that? He didn't tell me what it was. So I kept my October a little more fluid in, you know, my calendar, because I often travel and it gets filled up. So I kept the October relatively, you know, free. And then so Pastor Surprisa, but he also goes by Surprise. So he comes here to Nashville, Tennessee to minister.
And that's, of course, is your surprise, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, but it was amazing. Holy Spirit said ahead of time, I have a surprise for you.
So, how many people are named Surprise? Not too many.
I mean, really? I mean, give me a break. I mean, the Holy Spirit can do that. And it was a play on words. And so he says, I have a surprise for you. So Surprise, it comes to Nashville that October, exactly the way the Lord said. And so I have a special time with him. He's praying for me. When he does, heat enters into my actual body. It doesn't only come on me, it comes into my body. And as that's happening, I am like thrown into, or I'm moved upon in such a manner that an open vision occurs. And in this, while this heat is riveting in my body, Jesus appears in a vision to me. And he is standing with, because like Revelation chapter 1 says he has eyes, the flames of fire. And it talks about his feet are burnished, you know, like with fire. Well, he describes himself to me as the man of fire. And as this heat, fire, is moving through my body, my bloodstream, it would stop. And it would rest over an organ of my body. And then it would move on. I actually started perspiring when this happened. And Jesus, in this open vision, speaks to me, and he starts telling me some of the most amazing things I've ever heard. He said, with every wound I received, I obtained a special level of healing for my people. So he starts taking me to his different wounds, and he talks to me about how he was pierced through and that he obtained healing of the heart for every person. He takes me to the piercings of his hands. And he says, this was very fascinating. And he said to me, did you know that most diseases are transferred by the hands? In other words, like germs, things of this nature, bacteria and germs. And he said, I obtained healing so that every bacteria and every germ would be conquered. He takes me to the crown of thorns on his head, and he says to me, I obtained through this wounding the healing of every mental illness known to mankind. He turns to his back, and I see the riveting of the 39 lashes upon his back. And it was just like almost devastating appearing and looking at this. But within every one of these stripes or these wounds of Jesus' back being lacerated, there were names that were written in all of these 39 stripes. And I remembered that there was like tuberculosis and leukemia and many different things was named in these stripes of Jesus. It was just absolutely incredible. He takes me to his feet where he was pierced, and he says, I obtained healing for cripples through the wounds that I received. And that he riveted through my body. And I actually was cleansed and had a healing that occurred right at that time. I was actually doing radiation treatments, and I went back to the doctor at that time. And I told him, I said, I'm healed. I know I'm healed. And I was actually able to stop the radiation treatments right at that time. Didn't even finish them because they did test. And it showed that the cancer had, that it was not active at that point.
Now, with this information that you know, that you, this is revelation. Only God could have told you this. And he did. How do we go from intellectually understanding, and we all understood what you said, to having it manifest in our bodies?
Yeah, that's a good one, you know, because for all of us, it's a walk of faith. And it is a walk of, you know, studying to show yourself approved, you know, the scriptures that you're a workman unto God and all that. And so decreeing a thing is really important.
You give me an example. How would you decree a thing, right? In fact, why don't you decree something over people with cancer right now?
Right. You know, and you know what you have received, you have authority to give away. So I agree. So right now, in the name of the Lord of hosts, in the name of Jesus, that one name that is above every name, I release a decree. Every tumor in people's bodies shall shrink. In the name of Jesus, and the fire of the Lord will come upon you even now and will bring supernatural cleansing to toxins and to diseases that are in your body. But right now, what I see is I see tumors, and I command tumors to dry up. I command you to break up. I command you to dissolve and never return again in Jesus' name. The book of Job says, you will decree a thing and it will be established. And so as I've received, I declare there, and the Holy Spirit gave me a dream and he said, I am sending forth something greater than radiation treatments. I'm sending forth Holy Spirit fire treatments to heal people of cancer. So I speak Holy Spirit fire treatments upon people right now. Any form of cancer, and I speak Holy Spirit fire treatments to come upon you and to drive the cancer out in Jesus' name.
Boy, I can feel the presence. In fact, even before you prayed, I felt the special presence of God, and I almost said, James, what's going on? You're the prophet. But something was going on even before you prayed, and I believe that we are going to get reports from all over the world of people that heard that prayer that are going to be set free. And as a matter of fact, you want to go on our webpage if you know someone with cancer and have them listen to this particular radio show. Now, James, I am fascinated by how many supernatural experiences you've had. You have operated in all the gifts of the Spirit. So why in your book did you not just talk about all these amazing experiences, and you primarily stuck line upon line for how to live a supernatural life from the Bible? Why did you take that approach? What was your reason?
One of the things that I'm a little burdened about today is that in the earlier charismatic movement, which you and I were both a part of, is that it was a teaching movement. In today's realm, in this wonderful supernatural culture that exists, the teaching element is a little weaker today. And so I'm finding the need to ground people in the Word of God. Because, you see, here's the deal. We need to be solid in the Word. So then when the devil comes around, he can't steal what God has given. Because then we can declare, like Jesus said, it is written. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We live by the ever-proceeding word that comes forth from the mouth of God. So in this wonderful new book that Bill Johnson wrote the foreword for, Living a Supernatural Life, it has 200 scripture references in it, because I want us to be grounded, have tools that are effective, weapons of warfare. And then we got to learn to declare the word, speak the word, pray the word, declare the word. And so I've done this in this manner because I want you out there. I want you to have tools in your hands. I want you to be inspired. I want you to be encouraged.
When they find out what you've seen is about ready to break out on planet Earth, the great move of God's Spirit, but they're not going to fulfill their destiny unless they have Bible studies that are line upon line, word upon word, from the Word of God of the supernatural. So we call this package called Living a Supernatural Life. In this, you have his brand new book, his workbook and four messages on audio CD. Plus, I'm so excited about the bonus that we're putting in, a special CD called Angels Aware, which will help you see, feel, and be aware of angels in your presence. And then James prays a special prayer to increase your ability to see into the angelic realm. And as a matter of fact, on tomorrow's broadcast, I would love you to share about how in your home you had 9 straight weeks of angelic visitations. The whole package, by the way, available for a gift of $49. To place a credit card order for today's offer, call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org to hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural. Visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Call 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter or materials catalog. I really want to mentor you monthly to walk in the supernatural of God. Log into our website and get information on how you can join our mentoring clubs by becoming Mishpocha or Chalitzim. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.